98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis over the weekend hits close to home in Green Bay. Connie Fellman reports.
Thousands braved bitter cold temperatures lining the streets of downtown on Sunday to protest the actions of federal immigration agents. Outside Preble High School, where Preddy was a 2006 graduate, people left flowers, candles, and signs remembering Preddy. The makeshift memorial offered messages of sorrow and support for Preddy's family. Preddy moved to Minneapolis, where he worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Those who knew Preddy in Green Bay describe him as a fun, talented, and compassionate friend whose loss has sent a shockwave through their close-knit community. In Green Bay, I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Mark Becker is the former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party and host of Civic Media's Rational Revolution. He was a schoolmate of Preddy and appeared on Civic Media's Mid-Mornings on Monday.
When something like that traumatic happens to one of us, it's like a disturbance in the force that we all feel. And it's a sorrow that I feel, yes, for Mr. and Mrs. Preddy and for him, but I also feel it for the entire community as a whole.
Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers announced Monday that Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump and his administration's deployment of ICE agents and U.S. Border Patrol in Minnesota. In his statement, Evers said, quote, American citizens are having their rights and freedoms violated and are being put in unsafe and life-threatening situations in their own communities. Two have already lost their lives. It has to stop, end quote. The Badger State is joining 19 other states petitioning for a temporary restraining order against the federal government's actions. Gas prices in the Fox Valley have jumped almost 14 cents a gallon. Gas Buddy reports prices in Wisconsin are just over 12 cents higher this week than last. The national average is up 7.5 cents. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said this is the second week of rising prices, and he places the blame on winter weather and ongoing geopolitical tensions. AAA is reporting that the average price for a gallon of gas in Oshkosh is at $2.56 this week, up 13.9 cents. Appleton is $2.57, up 11.7 cents. And in Green Bay, it'll cost you $2.59 for a gallon of gas. That's 12.5 cents more than last week. The owner of Millennium Construction in Appleton is facing charges for conducting a Ponzi scheme or using money earmarked for construction projects throughout Northeast Wisconsin to make lavish purchases for himself. Fox 11 reports that Jesse Van Boxtel, 46 of Oshkosh, is accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from multiple businesses. He faces charges in Brown, Door, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties. January is Radon Action Month. The Winnebago County Public Health Department is encouraging residents to test their homes for the odorless, colorless radioactive gas. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Surgeon General, radon causes an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths each year. About 962 of those are in Wisconsin. Morgan Peterson is an environmental health specialist with Winnebago County Public Health, and she says now is the best time to test your home.
It's an odorless, invisible gas that you cannot see or smell in your home. So that's why we recommend testing during January, especially because your home is closed up at that time. And that's when you'll have the highest levels usually of radon.
According to DHS data, about 1 in 10 homes in Wisconsin has high radon levels. The gas typically enters the home through the foundation, becoming trapped inside. Any home or building can have radon, and the only way to know whether your house or apartment has elevated levels is to test. Peterson said the lower levels of the home, such as the basement, are most susceptible to radon.
The lowest livable part of your home. So if you spend a lot of time in your basement, we recommend testing down there because that's where the levels will be the highest. Level by level, it goes down a little bit less. So it'll, like on the first floor, could be a little bit less than it would be in the basement.
In January, you can get a free radon test kit from the Outagamie County Public Health vending machine while supplies last. And residents of Winnebago County can purchase radon testing kits for $5 through through January at the Winnebago County Public Health Offices in Oshkosh and Neenah, and at City Halls in Omro and Winneconne. 11 names in food service are amongst the finalists for the 2026 James Beard Awards. Three are from Northeast Wisconsin. In Door County, Cultured in Sister Bay is nominated in the Outstanding Bakery category. And Sway Brewing and Blending in Bailey's Harbor is nominated in the Outstanding Wine and Other Beverages program. Here in the Fox Valley, Adam Marty of Eleanor in Appleton has been nominated as Best Chef Midwest. Finalists will be announced on March 31st, and winners will be crowned in a ceremony in Chicago on June 15th. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops, Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball, the Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 7 above this afternoon, but that wind northwest at around 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor in the teens below zero here most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 4 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 7 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.